My name is Dale Anderson, and the shop is called Confections with Convictions.
Hello. Dale was a youth counselor when he decided to start a business. He ultimately settled on learning to make artisanal chocolates.
All righty. Yes. I'll tell you what I've got in the way of dark.
We've got 56% dark chocolates that have organic peanut butter and red haleakala Hawaiian sea salt sprinkled on top. I've got a really nice 54% Peruvian dark chocolate with Betty Ann plums in it and rose petal powdered sugar on top of it.
With a passion to make a difference in the world, mentoring young people was always a part of Dale's plan.
I'm a congenital punter, and I made a joke that maybe what I should do is start a chocolate shop and call it Confections with Convictions, because I'd be working with kids who, if not convicted, at least adjudicated of crimes. And also, I thought that if I did such a thing, I would do fair trade, chocolate, organic, local, those sorts of things. One of the things that was obvious to me when I was doing counseling was that many of the young men in particular that I was working with didn't have a father in the home. Their father is either in prison, or they never knew him, or he's someone that they have very little contact with. So often the young men I was working with in the drug treatment court found their male role models and their job opportunities on the street.
What are the skills that these people are learning as they work here?
You know, I think at the sort of basic level, it's just the skills you need to have to hold a job. Come on time or call and let people know if you are not able to make it. Dress appropriately, interact with each other in a positive way, communicate well, those sorts of things. You know, I guess the other kinds of things that we do here are teach them the skills of this craft. That is a vibrating table. I just am making some molded chocolates. And when you put the chocolate in the mold, you need to vibrate it to get the air bubbles out. Quentin and Olivia are rolling up truffles. We made ganache yesterday afternoon, and they've scooped it and rolled it, and it's getting ready to be dipped. If you hear the hum in the background here, that's our chocolate tempering machines, keeping the chocolate agitated so it stays in temper and appropriate heat.
My name is Marcus Hughes. I've been working here a little over a year. I love working here. My mom died when I was 17 years old. I've been on my own since then for 3 years. So, you know, I started from nothing. I was out on the streets by myself, and I took that time to go up to YOU and get my GED and do what was right.
I think there's sort of a perception that at-risk youth are kids who have nothing but deficits, but the kids who come here have a lot of strengths, qualities that they bring here and teach us too. So that's a big part of what happens here as well, as we learn from them. There are also other volunteers who come into the shop and work with some of the young people here in studying for their GED or doing other things. So trying to have a support system for young people to be able to get a foundation here and move on into productive adult life. One of my employees here has finished her GED, moved out of the Gospel Mission, is now going to KBCC, and she hopes eventually to be able to be the director of a residential treatment program.
Did you know Dale before you started here?
No, I didn't.
What do you think of the concept of what he's doing here?
I think it's wonderful. I think we need more people like him in the world. People need to give people a chance.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.